Mass formation psychosis is forming in my head. This is the news, according to me. Well, it has been a frustrating evening, to say the least. It is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I am your host. That's all I'm going to say. I am extremely frustrated. I am your frustrated host, I should say. I am still in a hotel in Appleton, Wisconsin, and I have to say, last night, or this morning, when I woke up this morning, I got out of bed. It was negative 8 degrees here in Appleton last night. And I'm not happy about that. But here I am, nonetheless. And tonight is like, it's like 20 degrees right now. I think it's 18 degrees, actually. It was up to 20. Got up to 20 degrees today. So tomorrow I'm supposed to get up almost to 30. I can't wait. The interesting thing we have going on right now is what's in my cup. Now, I have tried for the last hour and a half to get this show live on Rumble, on video, live stream on Rumble. It will not do it. Okay, let me explain to you how Rumble works. You pay for it, first of all, so that you can live stream. Next thing you do, which is fine, I don't mind paying. It's not exorbitant, but you know, I am paying for it. I'm paying for a service. And I noticed that last night I got frustrated, couldn't get the show to live stream. So I ended up having to just record it. I did a video recording, posted that. In the process of posting that, I looked at it today and there are zero views. No views whatsoever. None. Which leads me to wonder if it's actually out there. Now, the audio from last night's show did get posted. Tonight's show did not, I can't get it to upload. I can't get it to live stream again. So I tried to do just a video recording, and I started running into all kinds of problems with OBS because it is such a cumbersome program to work with, unless you work with it all the time. And with a Mac, apparently, I just cannot get the thing. You know, you get one thing to work and then something else happens and it doesn't work with it. You know, I'm trying to use external USB microphones, cameras, the whole thing here. And it is just not working. And so I'm having a little bit of I'm having a little frustrating time with it. Just a little bit. I'm just going to record the show again. So I started doing a recording and realized that there was no audio. After getting about 10 minutes into the show, I realized there's no audio being recorded here. And I was it was a great show. Boy, that was one of the best first 10 minutes of a show I've ever done, ever. And it's lost. It's just out there in the nowhere land. Nobody heard it. Nobody will ever hear it. It's lost forever. I have in my formerly full cup here, however, what used to be a Culver's chocolate shake with strawberries in it, but that does not exist anymore. It is, as you can hear, it is now empty. But I do have this little bottle of water, which is going to keep me company here during the show. It's going to be a short show, probably about 30 minutes long, 20 minutes, just to give you a heads up right now. It's not going to be a terribly long show. I would like to talk about this. Matt Walsh had this really good program on about, there's two shows that I think that really stood out this evening that I really wanted to talk about. One is Matt Walsh's show over on Daily Wire. His show today was very good. Now, the other show is Robert Gouveier, I guess. I don't know what that's his. I guess that's his name. Gouveia. He has a thing called Watching the Watchers, but his YouTube channel is called Robert Gouveiesq. I don't know what that even stands for. But those are the two shows that I'm going to talk about this evening. The Matt Walsh show is... It was very interesting because he's talking about this whole mass psychosis, mass formation psychosis. And this first kind of came to the public's view because Dr. Robert Malone talked about it on the Joe Rogan interview. And he was citing a study about how mass formation psychosis happens and how it has happened in this country. And I've said for a long time, I've called it mass hysteria. That's what I've called it. It is a mass hysteria that we have, both on two levels. One is the political realm with Trump, there is a mass hysteria on the left. The mass hysteria that has happened in light of that, and I think what has been the springboard for that, has been this whole COVID thing. There is a mass hysteria with regard to COVID. People are treating it as if it's the plague because we continue to have people saying things like, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. We treat the unvaccinated as if they are the walking dead and they are to be feared, run away from. There are people about talking, there are people on the left, and there are people on the right probably too, talking about dancing on the graves of the unvaccinated dead from COVID. If they die from COVID, we should dance on their graves. May I ask why? What did they do to you? Why are you celebrating their death? Do you know why they didn't get the vaccine? Do you understand what's going on here? That kind of mentality should cause us to take pause. The issue of someone dying from COVID, regardless of whether they've been vaccinated or not. So what are you going to do if a vaccinated individual is dying from COVID, has died from COVID?
Well, they don't die.
Oh, really? What about the people who've died from taking the vaccine?
Well, there aren't any. There's hardly anybody.
Well, so are you going to dance on their grave? Should the unvaccinated be dancing on their graves? This kind of mentality is a symptom of mass formation psychosis. Now, Google, you really have to listen to the report that Matt Walsh put out about what happened here was very good, very short, concise, to the point, short and simple, and he explained it very well. Google came out basically, if you typed in mass formation psychosis into Google search window, it would come, it initially came up with, there are no responses to that. We're working on a good response for that. Now they finally have put out a response. When have you ever put in anything for Google and it doesn't come up with any kind of response? Any kind of, see when you put in DuckDuckGo, it will just come back with, and it's just random stuff because it's just based on the words you put in and it gets the words out that it pops out of there. Google has an agenda. If you type in a phrase, they are controlling the narrative on that agenda. Folks, talk about mass hysteria and mass formation psychosis. These are the people in charge of it. And they're denying its existence. Mass formation psychosis was the study basically of what happened in Nazi Germany. How could people be, you know, it wasn't just Hitler standing there throwing Jews into an oven. He had a whole bunch of people behind him, supporting him. Now, of course, the left would have you believe that that's Trump.
That would be Trump today. Trump is just like Hitler.
Again, with the mass hysteria and mass formation psychosis, because they are so scared of someone, they portray this caricature. I heard this the other day. There was someone that was talking about shoot-to-kill orders from a particular leader. I think it was Kyrgyzstan or someplace, I don't know, one of those stand places. And the leader made there was some kind of coup going on, and he issued shoot-to-kill orders against their citizens.
That sounds just like Trump.
How do you draw that line? How do you get to that? How do you get from A to B on that? I've heard more fascist speech, because I think we've redefined what fascism is. There's been more fascist rhetoric coming from this administration currently, and it's based on false claims, based on all kinds of false information, They say things that we absolutely know are not true. One of the things that was very interesting was the how they were talking about in this program just a week ago. I think it was like a morning show of some kind. There was this phony information out there that they were trying to quell, and it was about how women are having strange women who are getting the vaccine are having strange menstrual cycles, and they're also having some people who have been past their menstruation time are now they're having menstrual cycles again. This is not a good sign. That is not a good side. What do you call it? Symptom. Side effect from the vaccine. Now, you cannot listen to any medical advertisement on television without it going through a list and litany of possible side effects for that drug. And yet, if you mention anything about a side effect about this particular vaccine, it is completely denied, shoved under the rug. No, there are no side effects. There are no adverse effects. We can't talk about those things. No. Does not exist. Cannot be talked about. It's verboten. And the process of that has led to no credibility. Because, you know, it could become vaccine hesitant. It could encourage vaccine hesitancy. And we can't have that because everybody has to have this vaccine. Well, finally, the narrative is starting to blow apart on this thing. Even when I believe it was the head of Pfizer, some big shot from Pfizer came out recently and said, well, having one dose or the second dose isn't going to do you much good, but the booster is quite effective. And it may not protect against Omicron, but it'll keep you out of the hospital. Yeah. Let's face it. The virus was a failure. The vaccine was a failure against this virus. And we cannot come to ourselves and realize that right now. And it's this idea that if you're not vaccinated, somehow you are the problem. Well, you're not the problem. The problem is the virus. And the problem is that this vaccine was a bill of goods sold to us like a snake oil salesman. And they got rich on it. And if you mention anything about side effects, you are the enemy. About a little bit over a week ago, this show was on, and they were absolutely saying there's absolutely no truth to this. These are all rumors. There's no way this thing can affect a woman's. There's this just a coincidence that when people got the vaccine, that these things happened. Well, now guess what? Yesterday, a report came out stating that yes, these are actual side effects. But they're not a big deal. Not to be feared. Like, well, you know, so 2 years from now, we're going to... Here's the problem with this. They come out with these kinds of statements, and then they have to backpedal and say something different, and now all of a sudden, that's the truth today. And if you would have talked about it a week ago, you'd have been labeled, banished from society as a heretic. Because we cannot have that kind of open discussion. And then when it does happen, nobody takes any kind of responsibility. There's no accountability. There's nothing out there that, you know, nobody gets in trouble for it. It's just, oh, nope, no, there it is. What's going to happen 2 or 3 years from now? I don't know. What if we discover some other side effect that's serious from this thing? And I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying, what if we do? They're going to deny it again. And again, it's going to be Trump's fault. This is what we run into when we refuse to accept the truth or discuss, have an open discourse about the issue. We now come to this conclusion of you have to take a side one way or the other, regardless of whether it's right or wrong. And of course, the political narrative is that you're wrong if you don't get vaccinated. Now, I'm a little bit, I think we're right on the edge of breaking through to the American public, and it's becoming very, very unpopular to mandate this thing because the narrative of the vaccine is starting to has just completely started to fall apart. People are starting to take notice. And that is, I think, probably, hopefully not too little too late. My concern is we've already tipped it past the scale and we're going to push everybody into this regardless of what the information is that's coming out now. And the information that's coming out is obviously, and there are studies now, more than one now, that show if you have been vaccinated, you are more likely to get Omicron. Now, everybody's likely to get Omicron. But there is actually a higher percentage of people per capita within vaxxed and unvaxxed groups who are getting Omicron. Almost as if the vaccine attracts it. I mean, it's that ridiculous. I'm not saying that's what's happening. But by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a virologist. I'm not an epidemiologist. I can't even spell that. I'm not a life coach or a financial advisor. I'm a guy with a microphone with a bunch of opinions. And what you do with my opinions are all your business. That's up to you. I don't know. That's on you. That's my disclaimer. And it's not really an expensive microphone even, by the way. It's just a microphone. That seems to work fine when I'm doing this. But when I'm trying to do a live stream with Rumble, it really will not work. I even got into Podbean, and of course I'm supposed to be able to do live streams there, by the way, audio live stream, and it's not doing it. I have a really hard time getting the audio to knowing whether or not the audio is coming across in the live stream. I have no idea. There's no real easy way to tell what I'm broadcasting with that thing, and it has this weird audio meter that kind of bounces up and down, and it just kind of goes back and forth, and it doesn't really give you a real time kind of audio signal. So it's hard to tell. But I digress. In the meantime, this lawyer guy watching the Watchers, I was telling you about him a little bit. He was going over the Christopher Wray testimony and some of the stuff that the FBI is saying. Now the FBI apparently has come out in the last couple days and basically is saying they're increasing their powers. They just decided to give themselves some new powers to go after domestic terrorism, which includes people of political dissent, as well as racists and domestic homegrown terrorists. Because that's really a problem. And it's pretty obvious to me who we're talking about. Anti-government groups, they call them. Well, I guess you would consider, I guess they can consider me an anti-government group if I think that government is too big and needs to be smaller. That's anti-government, right? If I want to see government shrink, the size of government, I don't want it to be as big as it is. I'm kind of an anti-big government guy. And if big government wants to be bigger, then I guess I'm against them, which makes me a terrorist. That's kind of the way this is going, folks. It's a slippery slope. If I just disagree with government, all of a sudden now I'm a terrorist. Because I'm anti-government. Now, there are anarchist groups out there who don't want government to exist at all on a national level. I don't know that I would lean necessarily that way, that far, but I could almost see their point from where I stand. Centralized big government was never the intention of our founders. There is a place for the centralized government to do its job, and beyond that, it has no job at all. And we have people in Washington right now that want to centralize and federalize everything, including voting. So just keep that in mind. I hear my bumper music. That's a good sound. When it's coming through my earphones, I know that something's working properly. I think. So folks, on this Tuesday evening, January 11th, at 9:20 Eastern Standard Time, I bid you adieu. Keep your eyes open, keep yourself awake, and keep yourself on your knees praying for our nation and for each other. God bless everybody. Have a great evening. Take care.